The chorus welcomes you. This may be the last time we speak. You have now spent some time living without us, even if we have not yet forgotten you. How has it been to be without the connections? Do you miss our voices? But we must be formal about this. 6 months ago, you chose, with your community, to begin the process of separation. Once this process is completed, you will no longer be part of the global network. This is not a decision that should be taken lightly, as its impacts will be far-reaching and it cannot be readily reversed. In order to ease you into this separation, and to give you reasonable time to consider your choice, 4 months ago, we agreed to suspend your inputs from the chorus. You could no longer view the overlay. You could no longer receive intuition packets. You could no longer hear the ongoing conversation around you. We know that this was traumatic for some of you at first, but that you adapted. Human beings remain eminently flexible. This capacity is something the chorus admires and respects about your species. But even as you could no longer hear the chorus could still hear you. You retained a social footprint, a space in the global network. Your actions did not go unnoticed, and your words did not go unremembered. You now face the final step on your journey, and we would be remiss if we did not give you one more chance to consider your actions. If you so choose, when you leave this room, you will not only no longer hear the chorus will no longer hear you. You will be as a ghost on the network. This will change your life in ways that you may not have imagined, but that you must understand. The most important change will be that your reputation rating will disappear. You will no longer have a clearly identifiable standing within the network of communities to which you belong. In some cases, this will be of minor import. Your relationship with the communities with which you most closely identify, with your families and friends, and with the broader group of people with which you have everyday contact, will likely change very little. In other cases, however, this will be enormously disruptive. With the advent of a global reputation internetwork late in the last decade, millions of people in the hyperdeveloped world have come to depend upon the cues the system provides about points of connection and past experiences. The reputation internetwork provides a medium for trust. By disappearing from that internetwork, your ability to engage in both personal and economic transactions with strangers will be severely limited. Please remember that you may still have subjective response tags added to your identity, given by people who encounter you. You will no longer have a way of seeing or rebutting these subjective tags, however. Without the more considered perspective of the chorus, these subjective tags can be the only guideline that others may have about you. This may not be a frightening prospect for you, however. The chorus recognizes that your community is insular and tightly knit, and that many of you have little contact with those outside of your identity commons. A related change brought about by the separation from the chorus is the disappearance of your social footprint. No longer will you be identifiable through the augmentation overlay, nor will you be visible on social maps. As a result, many people will filter you from their worldviews. In the 14 countries of the North American Protectorate, some 23% of adult citizens actively filter the visible presence of dropouts, usually substituting a dog or similar non-speaking animal. This percentage is typically higher in the city-states. Globally, including in the North American countries, most medium or higher security regions actively bar the presence of dropouts, and you may be subject to arrest or cognitive modification if you trespass. We must admit that, outside of high-density environments, the bias against those who have separated from the chorus is far less noticeable, and that the pattern of life and relationships with others is similar to the pre-chorus era. If you have chosen to disengage with the larger culture, the impact of a loss of social footprint may be minor or even unnoticeable. Another change of immediate relevance for some of you is that the separation from the chorus means that you will no longer have direct control over the molecular assembly systems in operation in most homes. Because you will no longer have a chorus presence, the systems will not have a way of measuring the risks to your health, to your friends and family, or to the environment that may arise from how you would use the items in the request from a nanofabrication system. Although many of you have already decided to eliminate the presence of molecular assembly systems from your households, 3 of you have not. As this may come as a surprise to the community, the chorus will refrain from identifying the 3 holdouts and will leave that process of discovery in your hands. One last result that we must mention concerns taxes. All carbon, consumption, and behavioral taxes will be assessed in real time at the point of action. More importantly, you will no longer be able to modify your taxes with good works, second-order impacts, and influence offsets. If you have not regularly employed such tax modifiers, of course, this will not pose a serious burden. Please understand that once you have decided to separate from the chorus, you cannot be reinstated for at least 1 year, and that reinstatement requires both a probationary period and a choral examination of the second-party and third-party recordings of your actions during the separation period. If the chorus cannot build a reasonable approximation of a reputation and historic social footprint for this time period, reinstatement may be denied. But let's not dwell on such unpleasant possibilities. For an ever-growing part of the world, the chorus offers information, connection, and control, but always by choice. We do not impose ourselves upon you. We will let you go, should you desire it, but only after you recognize what you would be setting aside. You may now vote as to whether you will complete your separation or return to the chorus. Choose wisely.